Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the way you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till they drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always easy drop. I wake up and right away, if they wiggers come to mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till the top up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. Wiggers keep remembering how good God used to be. Being caught long ago, our freedom's memory. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, the wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Till they drop up to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating drop.
Zoggling wigger and manzer ass clowns across the fruited nutted zog plain in the open air coast to coast nut house we call Zog Babylon, the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, the chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ call. Now, this is episode number 131.5 of the Movement Turd. Tonight is the 19th of July, 2012. And tonight I go ahead and ask the question, can you afford to live if you are unwilling to do so at the expense of your oppressors? Now, there's really not that much going on in the bowel movement. I did notice that Alex Linder went ahead and opened up a thread to talk about his ulcerative colitis, a.k.a. Arian ass gaze as opposed to Crohn's, which is Jew ass gaze. Linder's back to pretend to be an Arian. He's going ahead and talking about shit he doesn't know much about. Nobody really pays much attention to him. And over on Stormfront, they went ahead and they're talking about closing the general theology, a.k.a. general telegony section. And essentially, from my gear, there's not too much love lost between Jack Boot or Jack Poot and Clint Downey and her little meerkat Mark. And essentially, they announced that they had a real sort of nasty thread where Lycia or Spermfront Haugus, a.k.a. this big fat old, sow, who has been hanging around the National Alliance. And when the meerkat dick sort of tapered off, she's running around to and fro, call herself a awful she-wolf, or more like an awful fat hyena, sow or something like that here. Essentially, she had a nasty one, you know, nasty message as to how moderating the TARDs, especially Christian identity or pseudo-Christian identity TARDs, is giving her high sugar levels and diabetes and, I guess, a number of things here, Fantods, whatever. And Jack Poot was pretty well just simply telling Clinton Downey, and she was going ahead and bitching about how, well, we've been threatened with being closed down before. Now, way back in 2009, Jack Poot or whatever tried to go ahead and close down theology and Christian identity in particular. And from my gear, it was gone for about a couple months, which is a good thing. Over on Sperm Front, it doesn't really amount to anything other than Clint Downey and her little meerkat talking about their Gerda Koch derived. She's a Jewess from Northwest Arkansas. Her no devil doctrine, to where there is no devil at all. No devil at all. Why? People are just bad. They're bad because they're just not loved enough. Now, if it sounds like Unitarianism, well, it is. Essentially what it is it's just Jews going in, and essentially Clint Downey doesn't like dual seed line because, well, we all know about her. We knew her when she was a whore. The sexual mascot of the Washington State Klan, and then she ran off with her little clod, a.k.a. her little meerkat Mark. And then, you know, pretty well when Larry Blanchard ran off to Tennessee, they followed soon to Kentucky, and they hang around Tom Robb, and they do all sorts of, well, stupid shit. Essentially, mainly what they just do is ban people over on Sperm Front who are actually sort of Christian identity. But in case Mumps Nuts, they were talking about Mumps Nuts and Obagender Bender. Mumps Nuts has come up with the notion that one of the directors of my church is the maniac who killed his father with a claw hammer. Now, the answer is that I did ordain him as a bishop of Fulton. And he wanted to go ahead and be ordained. I simply said, well, what do you know about Christian identity? He knew nothing about it. So other than that, you know, hey, I know you don't like Jews. Well, I don't like Jews either. What happens is that I'm a Nazi German here. I think that all the Jews should have been killed here. And I said, well, that's the sort of thinking that makes Christian identity great. Yes, I'll go ahead and ordain you. If you want to go ahead and just wear half a beard. See, he wore half a beard, too. I used to be close to that maniac. We used to go ahead and said that we were switched at birth. And essentially, he was the good twin and I was the evil twin, even though, he did admit to going ahead and killing his, daddy the claw hammer. He also went ahead and admitted to chasing a big fat sow who he married and found out she was screwing around on him. And he had a little bit of geo or something like that. He bumped her fat ass, pinned her up against the tree, pulled out a pair of scissors, and hacked off all her hair and said, look, bitch, that's what they do to whores like you. That sent him to the Larned Estate nut house. And, this is sort of funny, is that essentially they went ahead and dismissed the charges for going ahead and hacking off the bitch's hair after they went ahead and finally declared he was terminally incompetent and not able to go ahead and face trial for killing daddy with a claw hammer. Anyway, my friend, and he is my friend, he's a maniac, but he's not stupid, he is my friend, went ahead and figured out how to go ahead and use the voicemail box, and he was so grateful for me sending him an RCA player. But anyway, here you have old Liar Bill Mumps Nuts the Clueless, and you have Obagender Bender repeating the same old stupid horseshit that this maniac, and he is a maniac, is a director of my church. And the answer is that's not all true. Mumps Nuts, if you were to tell the truth, why, go ahead and look at the papers here. Why, if the maniac is a member of my board of directors, you'd know his name, wouldn't you? And the answer is just mumps and us going ahead and lying as usual here. So essentially, the same old bunch of losing, lying retards. Bill White is, from what I gather, I think he is being sent to Oklahoma on his way to Roanoke or something like that. They're talking about 24 months. And Edgar Steele is still in prison. Harold Covington did a pretty well special on him. And pretty well talked about what happens when Zog starts falling apart. Will it be quick or will it be slow? Well, I believe chances are it's going to be real quick. I was reading this book called Civilization by this Niall Ferguson, and he pointed out that really, for all practical purposes, Rome pretty well collapsed and decayed within a generation, and more certainly within 10 years. The situation went from decay to absolute collapse. Well, folks, we're talking about the speed of an ox cart, or maybe a fast horse upon an excellent Roman road at max. So what are we talking about? We're talking about essentially a collapse happening within a very short time. Now, folks, we're going to end up having a collapse, I think, in a very short time here in the Zogland. I think that when it goes ahead and happens, why, it will happen rather quick. Now, the biggest news of this past week is understanding that most of the Zogland is in a state of drought. And folks, that's the same case as in Missouri. I was going ahead and, okay, well, you have guest number two. He's a pissing possum. Folks, in real life here, I'd be skinning out this worthless bastard. No big deal. I'd just be skinning it out. But you go ahead and allow Mamsers and Melungeons and the rest of them to run wild. R.D. Bradshaw, he's worried about Obagenderbender. I'm not. Everyone knows Obagenderbender is some sort of Mamser Jew from Australia who can't tell the truth. Mumpsnuts is just a lying, idiot. Folks, I don't worry about this, this sort of shit here. But what I was, pretty well, I didn't go ahead and talk very much about it here. But the reason I go ahead and talk about how when you end up having evil people, and folks, it's a matter of evil people as well as evil leaders, so-called leaders. And it's both at the national and state and local level. For example, last Friday, I didn't know about it till Sunday afternoon when Roxy said, well, you're not going to like this. And from what I gather, I went ahead and bought, I'd bought in this house that Roxy's mother lived in. I was going to go ahead and halfway think about turning it into a seminary, but instead I went ahead and loaned it to Roxy's, Anglo-Mestizo niece. Now, Roxy's sister went ahead and married one of the local inbreds. Roxy's family came from Kansas. They were, she doesn't like being said this here, but from my gather, they're more like orange hyber niggers. They're more like Ulstermen than they are green hyber niggers, a.k.a. the rest of Ireland. But Roxy, she doesn't know the difference between an orange or Ulster, hyber nigger and a regular green hyber nigger. So anyway, what to say. But her sister went ahead and married one of the local inbreds around here, one of the Anglo-Mestizos. And as a result here, her nieces and nephews, they got a good deal of Anglo-Mestizo in them. And anyway, I go ahead and loan, rent this house out, her mother's house out to the niece. And essentially, she goes ahead and shorts me most of the rent. So anyway, here it is Sunday. From what I gather, she hasn't been paying on this blue car that she went ahead and bought from one of these dodgy, outfits here in Arkansas. And these people would go ahead and call Roxy and ask questions as to what happened to Roxy's niece here. Where's she at? And essentially, I just told Roxy, don't talk to these worthless bastards. Just tell them to piss off. Just say, hey, look, I'm not responsible for any deaths that are my own. I'm not co-signed. I'm not anything to it. Essentially, I'm not responsible for this sort of thing. So, don't bug me. Don't bother me about it. Well, anyway, here it is, Sunday, around 9:30, 10. I'd just gone ahead, gotten up early, watered my garden, and it's burning up, but I have kept it up. I've watered it. Well, there's something you're not going to like hearing about that, so what is it? Well, the Newton County Police Department has arrested Cousin Debbie and her husband. I said, what? Well, they've gone ahead and arrested. They want you to go ahead and take out the DVD that they went ahead and rented, and they want you to go ahead and pick up her medication and her driver's license and send it over to Newton County Jail Monday. So I go up there. I send up the DVD. And I go up there, and first thing I notice on the front door is a hole in it. A hole in it where essentially the pigs have gone ahead and knocked it in to go ahead and kick down the door. So I go in there to the front room, and on the table there is a warrant by Greg Stremmel, the faggot judge, who goes ahead and puts up with all this sort of shit. He goes ahead and makes all these sort of things. And in any case here, well, anyway, folks, if you want to go ahead and call in, dumbasses. In any case, where was I at? Anyway, I go in and I see this warrant by Greggy Stremmel, Newton County, and essentially it mentions this blue car. And I thought, well, shit, they knocked in my damn door to go ahead and repossess a damn car. And then I go ahead and see something that says FBI. So they took a whole bunch of cell phones, they went ahead and took some sheets and took some other stuff here. What the hell was the FBI doing with a repossession here? So anyway, can't go ahead and talk to Debbie, she's in jail. So I go ahead and I find her medication, I go ahead and find her driver's license, I go ahead and put the keys there, the car is still down there, I'm wondering what the hell's going on. I go ahead and shove my riding lawnmower into the garage, I go ahead and take their barbecue grill and put it into the basement garage. I lock up, I unplug the air conditioning, unplug everything, go ahead and turn off the hot water tank and then turn off the water. And essentially, turn on a lighter so it looks like people live there. And essentially, Monday I go over there. Here's Ken Copeland, the worthless, evil, Anglo-Mestizo pig, who essentially runs, a Newton County torture center. Now, one of those pigs went ahead and knocked out four of my teeth, taking me up to the nut house. And essentially, I go up there and I find out it's something with Arkansas pigs were up there. The FBI was there. And Newton County pigs were there. And they say that Debbie's there for Debbie and her husband for what? Interstate flight or something like that here. And they say something about a kidnapped 15-year-old girl or something like that. And say something about how she's running around and her parents don't want her to leave, didn't want her to, some 15-year-old girl or something like that. And I'm thinking, what the hell is going on here? So since I said, it's not about this blue car, he said, no. I said, look, I wish, in future here, if they're in jail, why, essentially in future events here, don't knock a hole in my door. Go ahead. There's nobody there. Just come on down to my house and I'll open the door if you have a warrant. Go ahead and let you in. I'll go ahead and look what you're doing, but don't knock any more holes in my door. I went ahead and explained that I hadn't really talked to these people for about 3 weeks. I was annoyed because, from what I gather, in order to keep an eye on her precious blue car, she'd gone ahead and cut down a 42-year-old tree, cedar tree that I really liked, and she cut down a whole bunch of my walnut trees, and essentially didn't leave hardly any trees in the front or in the front at all here. So as a result, I was pretty well annoyed at these idiots, and pretty well I'd said a number of times, I wish I hadn't rented out to these people. The folks, there was a pig, a bearded pig. He'd gone ahead and listened. Essentially, he went ahead and admitted that, yes, he'd gone ahead and knocked a hole in the door. But that was because they didn't answer. Well, I didn't go ahead and ask them, how come you went ahead and knocked holes on the inside doors? But you had these people already rounded up. You need to stop knocking holes in people's doors. And they didn't know that me and Roxy owned this house. Oh, you own this house? Yes. I'm a little bit annoyed. Well, anyway, from what I gather, you know, here's Cousin Debbie. And essentially, she goes down to Arkansas, Fayetteville. And essentially, she wants me to go ahead and pay $20,000 bond. Her boyfriend or husband gets the bond out. And she's not allowed to talk to him or some such stupid shit. And essentially, she wants me to go ahead and loan her $2,000. And I said, that's not going to happen. And pretty well, I'm looking for the deeds to her place. I go ahead and I see that essentially she owes a whole bunch of people money. These payday loan people, bunch of money. And essentially, I ought to be grateful that I end up getting $500 and having her owe me over $600 on the rent. What a wonderful idea. Anyway, she managed to go ahead and get out. I guess she got her car. It doesn't really matter. But folks, we end up having a degenerate population and a degenerate leadership. Now I'm looking. Now the primary selection is on August 7th. And you have all these Republicans saying that all the other Republicans are worthless bastards here, even for a joke office like Lieutenant Governor. And folks, I'm not allowed to go ahead and run for federal office or for state office or not even for local office. I go ahead and tell old Ken Copeland that according to these laws that they've passed here, they've gone ahead and claimed a number of things here, especially that I'm not allowed to run. And my position is that since I'm not allowed to run because I'm a, quote, white supremacist, then no white supremacist need go ahead and pay or go ahead and obey or pay taxes or do anything to this criminal regime at all. Okay? So, anyway, well, it looks like you still have a Nimbus or Tard or two here. I think Obi Genderbender and the rest of these clowns have learned not to go ahead and show up. Obi Genderbender was over on Dan Jones the other night. But I'm getting to this here. We have a degenerate population, and we have an even more degenerate so-called leadership who are unable to go ahead and do anything, including make it rain. Include and make it rain, include, go ahead and keep something like a drought from happening. Folks, I was listening to the news, and essentially, here are people going ahead and selling their cow herds because they don't have the grass to go ahead and feed those cows. Okay. That means that if you end up having, you know, they've called it a cowcopolis. You've heard apocalypse? Well, they're calling it a cowcopolypse or something like that here. Folks, what you see right now is things falling apart. Things running around and screaming about Mittens, whether or not he's going to go ahead and reveal his taxes or something like that. Folks, what to do here? Now, here is old Ken Copeland telling me that if I end up suing him, I have to get a federal marshal to go ahead and serve them. Well, okay, you know, Ken Copeland, if you're not going to go ahead and allow anyone other than a federal marshal to go ahead and serve you, does that mean that whenever you go ahead and serve somebody as a sheriff, that they don't have to go ahead and pay attention to your service, your deputies, your process? And the answer is, well, it seems to me that's the case. What happens? Ken Copeland has no respect for any law. And here he is, sheriff. folks that the ruling regime criminals can't go ahead and obey their very own law, which goes ahead and props them up, why should anybody else? I've gone ahead and had a lot of shit over the fact that I've pointed out is that evil people have evil children. They were born evil. This was born evil. All these people are born evil. So what to do with them? And the answer is, well, folks, you need to put the evil to an end. And that means that the families of evildoers need to die. And anybody who supports those evildoers need to die. So what we will have is a great tribulation. But we got to understand is that when the great tribulation happens, not only do the little people who are pretty well worthless need to die, but also their evil rulers need to die as well. So anyway, folks, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here. It seems like we don't have very much of an audience tonight. And that may be as it should be. It doesn't really matter. I may go ahead. It's been a rather hot day. It got up to, what, 103 or something today? So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. Hail victory. Liar Bill DeClueless, you mumps-nutted, niglet-niece-molesting sack of shit with an 85 IQ on a good day, 250 pounds of dog shit in a 150-pound sack, who begged and begged and begged for me to ordain it, and then went ahead after 3 days, went sucking back to Clunt Downey and a little meerkat. You've been talking shit about me on 405 Thieves here. What the hell does a sorry sack of shit like you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. When I'm asked, I'm like, you know, I made a mistake because I'm weak, but you know, I don't want to do that anymore. Please help me to not do this anymore.
Why don't you go ahead and sing your little theme song here while you're at it? Hornier than Kunta Kinte at a Victoria's Secret shoot. That night I strolled in my Mud Shark Sisters project flat looking for love. It had been a while. In fact, 365 had come and went since on Clan of Manzer spying for Zog on Ron Edwards. I picked up this shit skin that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of them Fruit Loom tank tops. Well, that night, I lost myself to nigger rubber lips, paper bag shit skin, and flat duke eyes. Name was Brian. The coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill, which an equal grinds me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better than the nigglet is crying. Well, faster than you can say Sally Hemings, my nigglet nieces come up to me and start seeing my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Shaniqua, and I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, because I was just thinking about humping you like Master Tom. So she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear tang like a mask as I do my little cookie dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation, because it's hard to hide a hard-on when you dress like a beach ball. Dang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the coon tang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leticia drives me against its will. Yes, the coon tang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. So Leticia's going on about how she's going to make all my fantasies come true. So So I says, even this one where I have where Bill Fink is Jackhammer, Eli or James, and Doo-Doo Hole with Lawn Dart, and Dickie Barrett gives verse up resembling Siskin Dew Gollum with a wet manjana and a 3-inch lady stick, both two nickel bags, 20 minutes and $30 later, I'm slapping my mom's stuff in Coontang, Coontown, if you know what I mean. Got the nailer back at Sister Sharon. Huh, they rhyme. I have to admit, it was even more of a turn-on when I found out she was munching down on baby formula. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Yes, the Coontang is so much wetter when the niglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Leroy grinds me against his will. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the niglet is crying. Dinner sort of passed when I went to a special agent in charges. There I was browsing through the latest issue of STLC Informants, and when I saw Shanique was staring at me from the back of the milk carton, well, my heart just dropped. So I decided to do what any good Zogbot would. You cannot imagine how difficult it is to hold a half gallon of moo juice and need the one-eyed gopher when your mustache expands while driving back to the project. I never thought the missing niggas could be so sexy. Did I say that out loud? Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Yes, the Coontang is so much wetter when the nigglet is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when Kimya grinds me against its will. Yes, the Coontang is so much better when the nigglet is crying. Okay, folks, we're back. This is pretty well a rather dead movement turd here. Folks, the last couple of ones have been sort of lackluster as well. I'll admit that. Of course, this is what? The dog days of summer, and it has been especially hot. This has been the hottest day this year. It got up to 103 degrees or so, sometimes around 104, 105. And folks, here at the Linstead residence, me and Roxy went ahead and gave puppy dog a flea bath. We went ahead and washed the clothes. Went ahead and watered my garden. Took care of stuff while it was still cool. And folks, I got my hours sort of set to right here where I go ahead and I go to bed around 1 or 2. Or sometimes, midnight. And get up before around 6 or 7. Go ahead and water my garden, do what needs to be done, and then around, 11 o'clock or so, we go ahead and we just close the house, and we turn on the air conditioner. We stay, the air conditioned comfort. We stay at home. And, that's just the cheapest way to go ahead and live. We got everything paid for. We bought a $50 air conditioner last year, and it works just fine. But, heck, it was hot today. It was pretty warm. Now, you know, going ahead and whining about how bad things were or anything like that here, Commander McBragg, I'll go ahead and maybe look at it here one of these days here. Heck, I don't want to go ahead and, I'm sort of curious as to what old Commander McBride or Commander McFag might do here. Okay. Oh, by the way. Okay, well, it looks like a nice skinhead Nutsy here. heck, it takes all kinds, I guess, to make a world. Let me go ahead and, heck, I'm just pretty well just, let's see. Commander McBride's community call. Well, let's go ahead and see. It got 14 people here. Heck, I have no idea what it's about here. So, anyway, Commander McBride, looks like he's a Nazi. Well, that's fine. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I have no idea what Commander McBride is going to do. Maybe you can go ahead and call in. Who knows? In case, I'm going ahead looking at the news today here. It says that Microsoft has, for the first time ever, first quarterly loss ever. Folks, I was going ahead and looking. From what I gather, it seems like we are now officially in a recession. Because there have been what? Oh, let's see here. Let me go ahead and see. 3 months a recession device call does make. A recession call does make. 3 months. And it looks like, well, according to the July Business Outlook survey, you have 3 months in a row. Employment went negative for three, your show comes on Tuesday? Well, that's fine. Maybe I'll call in one of these days. I have no idea. I'd have to go ahead and look and see. Folks, I'm not going to go ahead and give anybody a plug, but on the other hand, I don't really mind going ahead and talk to somebody here. Now, how long does it usually last? It's usually about an hour. About an hour show or so. And I'm wondering what the heck the guy has to talk about. Now, I don't have a problem with the, quote, Nazis at all. Folks who sees Jews pretend to be Christian identity, I have a problem with. Now, folks, I went ahead and, on my Kindle, went ahead and, I was reading some idiotic crap, went ahead and asked to download a fiction book, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. And they made a movie out of it. Now, from my gather, the movie's idiotic. The book is pretty idiotic, too. To where little Abraham Lincoln goes ahead and finds out that his mother was killed by a vampire. And so he don't like vampires. And then he finds out the slave owners are vampires. So he don't like slavery. And, is that enough time for Lindstedt? Well, it might be good enough for Lindstedt now because Lindstedt's sort of floundering. He's reduced to going ahead and talking about the news. That's pretty bad. Anyway, from what I gather, three months is, essentially it looks like we are right now officially going to be in a recession now. Folks, we're in a drought as well. I mean, they were bitching and pissing and moaning, and that's a little bit worrisome about me. But on the other hand, Zog is going ahead and fussing and fighting about what is going on in Syria. And essentially, the Chinese and the Russians both are telling Zog to fuck off. Essentially, they're not going to go ahead and be mean to Assad. He's fighting for his life. Folks, why in the world should I have anything other than respect for Assad? Because Assad, at least, was an honest dictator. Here in America, hell, I'm not allowed to run for state or federal or local office. And here is this sheriff who Monday goes ahead and one of his pigs admits to going ahead putting a hole in my door. They didn't know it was my door, so it wasn't anything personal. Essentially, you end up having Copeland, you end up having his number one pig named Jennings, and you had his number two pig named Levins, and Levins likes torturing prisoners with a taser. He likes going ahead and taking prisoners and applying a taser to them while they're in the jail. Why does he like doing that? Well, because he's just a fat wigger pig who likes torturing people with a taser. And what gets me, Harold Covington went ahead and talked about what happens when essentially, if there isn't a quick collapse, but rather a long, lingering collapse to where one day the gun pigs, the lawyers, and the rest realize is that nobody is scared of them anymore. Essentially, they no longer have the means to continue a civil war against others. One of the books I've checked out is, you know, going ahead and comparing the growth of the prison industries to a disease, an epidemic. I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about that as well. But it seems to me to make some sort of sense to where, yes, you end up having an epidemic to where, you know, here are, well, here is some Anglo Mestizo retards not able to really make it. And they go ahead, essentially, and throw them in jail over, you know, from what I gather, I don't know who the hell had something, you know, I mean, I heard about 15-year-old girl and kidnapping. You know, I was sort of wondering, what the hell, I mean, they knocked over my door just to go ahead and repossess a blue car, and now the car is still there, you know, written by the faggot judge. And essentially, from what I gather, somebody had something to do with some little 15-year-old heifer who didn't want to stay home and hitched a ride with somebody. And essentially what they're doing is that they're arresting somebody else to go ahead and have them essentially tell about, you know, what, you know, whoever is running around with a 15-year-old girl. And, folks, I don't really know anything, you know, about it at all. To be honest with you, I was sort of thinking it was just over a blue car. But what pissed me off is that here's this bearded pig who runs around and trapping people. And essentially, he's listened to all this, you know, complaining about it. He finally admits that, well, yes, he went ahead and put a hole in my door. But nobody answered it. Now, I didn't go ahead and tell the pig, is that why you went ahead, and once you had these people arrested, and if you went ahead and took all this stuff here, it's not drugs, so you can't claim that they shoved, you know, these bed sheets or whatever down, you know, or cell phones or down the toilet and flushed them. You can't go ahead and claim that. You could have just simply gone outside and turned the water off and then gone ahead and picked anything up in the drain if you needed to be. You didn't need to knock in a door, but you certainly didn't need to go ahead and knock, you know, holes in interior doors, in a bathroom door, once you end up having these people arrested. And essentially, you know, this niece of Debbie's went ahead and said, well, my landlord's going to be pissed off here when you go ahead and you keep knocking holes in his doors. And there's, you know, and then, and it, you know, they went ahead and knocked a hole in the wall as well. What the hell for? Why, you know, I mean, the hole you knocked in there wasn't big enough to go ahead and hide a bed sheet. Maybe a cell phone, but not a bed sheet. And why did you knock a hole there? And from what I gather, the pigs went ahead and knocked holes and knocked holes in doors because they got a little play pretty and they like going ahead and knocking holes in doors. Now, it's not like essentially it's drugs that they're going to go ahead and flush down. I mean, how do you flush down a bed sheet? How do you flush down a woman's, pajama bottom? I mean, essentially, that's what, this FBI sheet said that they took. So why in the world was there a need to go ahead and knock holes in doors? I can't say that if they were going against me because essentially the pigs didn't know that I owned the house, but they knew that essentially anything having to do with me, you have to go ahead and get plenty of pigs to go ahead and mount a perjury patrol. Because I will go ahead and talk on my webpage about what the pigs are doing. Certainly well. Here, well, looks like the long-lost Frankenwigger showed up here. I guess he got done milking the goats here. Okay? Anyway, folks, where am I at here? The Dickhead Show? No, the answer is it doesn't need to be listed on the front page. Folks, this show keeps a low profile. A very low profile. I don't go ahead and advertise it other than on my webpage and a few other forums. Essentially, you have to know it is. That way, it prevents somebody like, a Jew or whatever wanting, I was so traumatized by getting in listening to the show. This show is, I don't want you on this show unless, well, you're someone in the movement, one of the regulars, a Jew who's listening in, essentially a nimtard. Folks, we had for about 2 months a rather intelligent sounding chat room because the nimtards didn't know when it was on. And essentially I went ahead and maybe made the mistake of telling a nimbuster about the show. He went ahead and hinted around and eventually the linkage got out. But folks, the reason I think that this show is allowed to go ahead and continue is because here's Brian Rio, here's Obi Genderbender, here's even Mump Snuff asking forlornly, what is going on in the movement? Folks, if you want to find out what is going on in the bowel movement, you go over here. Now this is sort of dry spell. I mean, Linder talking about his ulcerative, colitis and pretending that instead of having Crohn's, he ends up now having ulcerative colitis. It's sort of like a Jew claiming he no longer has Jew ascades, but instead he has Aryan ascades. Okay, Linder, whatever. I still think you're a Jew boy who has Jew ascades, but hey, if you want to call Aryan ascades and have all the rest of the tars believe that shit, that's fine by me. I noticed that over on Sperm Front, I'm telling this Frankenwigger, essentially it looks like Clint Downey and her little meerkat are essentially the general theology thing is going to be locked in place. And Jack Boot wants to pretty well flush the Christian identity, horseshit, and all the other religious horseshit because essentially it causes trouble. And Clint was whining about it, sort of double dog daring Jack Boot to go ahead and flush it. And it was because this big fat sow named Lycia, who used to be with the National Alliance, was saying that she just simply got tired of dealing with essentially the tards. Trying to go ahead and get on Sperm Front and fight with the no-devil nitwits, Clint Downey and Sheep Jukel and the rest of these clowns here. Lisa Lee, essentially it seems in many cases, the clowns have sort of gone over to Finkelschini's forum. They probably need to go to Obergenderbender's forum as well. But, in case in the bowel movement, things have gone ahead and become some of a tar corral. Now, 2 weeks ago, you had these Christian identity ministers go ahead and advertise their revival in Greene, Alabama, and that got a lot of attention. I don't know if it accomplished much of anything, but it got some, you know, good deal of attention and got people going ahead. And what I see is I see the Whiggers more and more and more are essentially not going ahead and backing down when the niggers are claiming racism. It's been found out the way back during the Bush administration that essentially the, you know, the head of the Beaners and Bushy got together to talk about how Beaners can go ahead and get food stamps. The illegal Beaners can go ahead and get food stamps. I was looking at the news. They were whining about a border guard who actually takes his responsibility seriously. And you have these people who are essentially setting out watering stations for illegal Beaners on the Arizona border, and they were pissing and moaning because this border patrol was going ahead and, you know, slashing or dumping out the water to go ahead and water these invaders. Over on Hunter Walsh, you end up having this stupid Whigger bitch whining at Hunter Wallace's racism. And folks, every time I hear a super Whigger whine about how we ought to treat niggers right, if it was up to me, I'd make these people live with niggers. Nope. You cannot live in the gay community. You have to live with niggers. You have to live with these critters that you pretend to love so much. The reason the white people are getting fed up. And I was looking at the news the other day. Essentially, wages are lower than they were for white people than 1968. Now, I've heard 1972 was pretty well the last year that wages went actually up. So now it's down to 1968. I went ahead and read that your average Canadian is now worth more than your average Marquand. Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, why are you here if you don't... I mean, you have these tars. They go ahead and show up. We talk about how bored they are. Folks, I don't even pay attention too much to Alex Winder. Other than his number one colitis thing, where he's trying to convince tars that he has Aryan Ascades instead of Jew Ascades here. Folks, what you end up seeing, the biggest news is not in the movement. The biggest news is that essentially we're just sort of staggering to November. You end up having a recession. You end up having a drought. You can go ahead and see that the price of corn is going to go ahead and go up, because you have a big drought. You go ahead and see to where cattle are being sold, and they're calling it a cowpocalypse or something like that. Folks, it takes at least 3 years to go ahead and restore a cow herd to where it was if you go ahead and sell off half your stock. It takes more, really. It takes about, really, more like 5 years. Because if you sell half your herd, you go ahead and let's say now there's no more beef and the price of beef is very, very, very high. You do get some rain. What happens your next year, you end up having only about half the being cows here. It's going to go ahead and take a cow at least 2 years to go ahead and grow old and ill. A cow's gestation period is 9 months. It's going to go ahead and take at least 2 years before that cow will have a calf. Before you will see an increase, it's going to take really about more like 3 or 4 years to go ahead and bring your herd up to where it was. And that's if you go ahead and sell cows. So essentially, folks, if you're going ahead and talking about beef being about $4 a pound, you're going to be talking about being $8 or $10 a pound. Sort of goes ahead and makes a joke of Hamburger Helper, don't it? folks, what we see is essentially a lot of declines, and not slow declines, big declines, fast declines, hard declines, coming on now. Okay? Well, number 16, you have these people. I've gone ahead and found out. I mean, what I would do with number 16, if I knew what number 16 was, I'd just simply go ahead and round up and spawn and squeeze its nuts to where they testified against number 16, and then what happens, let number 16 go ahead and explain about how he's innocent. Folks, pigs do whatever the hell they want to do. They're going ahead and throwing more and more people in jail, while at the same time, the pigs get to run wild. The lawyers get to run wild. Now, going ahead and explaining to a mamzer that you're innocent is a waste of time. Someone like 16. I've never seen a shit-colored mamzer or off-white mamzer who ever thought that a white man was innocent of whatever they charged him with here. Folks, I got a short time to go ahead and explain that, folks, you don't think that your accusers are innocent of anything. You go ahead and you assume that they're guilty. And in order to go ahead and get them to confess, well, you go ahead and do whatever the hell you want to them. Because once there is no rule of law, why in the world should you be the one who has the niceness of going ahead and putting up with their shit? Okay? Well, I don't give a crap, number 14. And, I mean, shoot. Number 16 is probably Brian Rail or Obagender Bender. Obagender Bender was yapping about how I look like a Mongolian. Well, folks, you go ahead and you can look at me. Now, see, I'm not Mongolian at all. Now, I'm not quite sure if Obagender Bender is this faggot named Rob Roy Gregory. It don't really matter. That's not a real name. You end up having all these anonymous faggots go ahead and claiming that you're not white, and all they do is prove that they're not white. It is stupid to go ahead and put up with careers like that here. Who's we? In any case, folks, you end up having these critters go ahead and pull this crap here. Now, unlike Finkelschini, unlike Dan Johns, I pretty well allow you to go ahead and make an ass of yourself, to go ahead and claim whatever the hell you want. Really do. But I've gone ahead and seen cowards and liars and the rest here. I was going ahead and talking about how old Liar Bill the Clueless was claiming that one of my board of directors was this maniac who I met in that house who killed his father with a claw hammer. Okay, mumps nuts. If you're able to go ahead and see that, well, you'd be able to go ahead and, you know, state his name. And the answer is that mumps nuts is lying. And then you have Obagender Bender, he's lying too. Folks, you can go ahead and go to the Missouri Secretary of State's office and see who my board of directors are. You can go ahead and see pretty well whatever the hell you want to see. No big deal. You can go ahead and find out whatever the hell you want to find out. I've gone ahead and revealed my name. I've gone ahead and showed pictures of myself and my family. So, going ahead and looking at mamzers, claiming that they get to judge me or something like that, well, folks, is a waste of time. Right now, I'm looking. It says drought takes toll of cattle industry. And they're showing this old farmer who sold half his herd of 90 cows. And essentially, he was sort of crying about it because he really likes his cows. He's an old-time farmer. He said he sort of knew his cows. And they looked like sleek cows. But he couldn't afford to feed them, so he went ahead and sold them. Folks, what you see is you end up seeing a destruction, even as we speak here. Okay. Okay, I guess we have Mumps Nuts and Open Gender Bender here. You know, 14. Let's say we're hiding behind cops with Alex Leonard and Trader Glenn Miller where we visit them. Speaking of Trader Glenn Miller, when he went ahead and, you know, went ahead and said about having a fight at the Aurora Walmart way back in 2004, I went ahead and took my grandkids to Chuck E. Cheese, and you know, I had a wonderful time with them. But in any case, Trader Glenn Miller said that he ended up having six or eight of his, you know, witness protection, you know, program flunkies and the rest of these clowns here. So did Mumps Nuts. When Mumps Nuts was supposed to have a big old fight with Banjo Billy, he went ahead and claimed that he was going to go ahead and bring a dozen of his stars with him from St. Louis to California. And Banjo Billy was saying, what sort of character goes ahead and offers to have a fist fight over something said over the internet? And then once you go ahead and challenge him, he goes ahead and brings about a dozen supposedly of his own people. And then he went ahead and claimed he could only go ahead and bring a female and somebody else here. And I told Banjo Billy, look, don't go ahead and claim that you weren't there. Because Mumps Nuts will claim that if you don't show up, he gets to say that he showed up. It's not normal for Mumps Nuts to act the way it is here. I mean, I've heard that Mumps Nuts said he was going to go ahead and assault me. Look, Mumps Nuts is about 6 inches shorter than I am. I'm 6'2". I'm a real 6'2". Mumps Nuts is about 5'8", maybe 9". Mumps Nuts weighs probably about 10 pounds. He weighs probably about 250, 260. I weigh about 250. Maybe a little bit less here. I haven't been eating very much. It's so hot. I mean, I had to go ahead and put on my, I went ahead and washed, you know, my pants. I went ahead and put on this old pair, and essentially it sort of fell off me. So I probably lost some weight here over the last month or so. But on the other hand, I beat the dog shit out of Mumps Nuts. Mumps Nuts is just fat and stupid. That's it. Trader Glenn Miller, just a cowardly old drunk. Bill Fink. I mean, people talk like Bill Fink's tough. No, he ain't tough. He's just a pig. He went ahead and beat to death a small Puerto Rican prisoner who probably was shackled. Folks, this is not bravery. Okay? Oh, Jim Giles? No, Jim Giles is just, 6'2" and a retard. I call him a roid rage retard here. Essentially, I want him to go ahead and scream that he would go ahead and beat up a lawyer who was sick, who had just come off of open heart surgery, was a dozen years younger than him, smaller. He was talking about how he could snap a lawyer's neck, and people were saying, what a jackass. He went ahead and put the lie to that. I mean, all these characters pretend I'm scared of them, and they're so big and bad, and they're not. Linder? Linder's a pussy. I went ahead and seen Linder. Linder went ahead and asked this little dark Swiss guy if he was a Jew. And the guy, you know, the dark Swiss guy said, yeah, yeah. And Linder was scared shitless of him. He was what? Only two-thirds Linder's size. He went ahead and asked this guy named Marty something or another here from the Canadian broadcasting system. I guess if he was a Jew, too. Yeah, I guess Linder goes ahead and asked that sort of question here. But I knew Linder. Folks, most of these, you know, almost all these characters are physical cowards. Not only moral cowards, but physical cowards. Now, Monday, I went in, and hell, I'm surrounded by pigs. Pigs who could probably go ahead and pull a gun and kill my ass. Hell, I ended up having what? You know, three main pigs and about a couple others here. Just keep an eye on me. Copeland, Jennings, and Levins. Now, whenever a pig sees me one-on-one at a Walmart or something like that here, I remember one named Deno. Last year he seen me, he ran. He ran out of the Ramey's, you know, the grocery store. get scared, I go ahead, you know, flip the old cell phone, take a picture of them, put them on my webpage. No, folks, most of the pigs around here are scared shitless of me. They are scared shitless of me. I used to hear crap about me way back in the 90s here about how I was a pig killer or something like that here. Most of us liability clueless, he was scared of me. About a week or so ago, he comes in, claims that Roxy cooked spaghetti in urine and fed it to him. And I'm thinking, Mumps Nuts, you freaking idiot. You're claiming that you've seen Roxy cook spaghetti in my urine, and essentially you're not smart enough to figure out that you've just gone ahead and admitted that you ate spaghetti that you said was cooked in my own urine. No, Mumps Nuts, doesn't work that way. Don't work that away at all, but essentially, Mumps Nuts, you're a retard. No, Mumps Nuts, he goes ahead and talks about how brave he is or something like that over on the Mamzer barrel. He only showed up once I'd pretty well said in, what, April? I wasn't going to post on the Mamzer barrel, as Martin, you know, Pastor Lynn said, anymore. I went ahead and insisted that there was going to be a DSCI forum and I was going to be associated with it, that I had absolute power and control over it. And if I didn't, I wasn't going to go ahead and post there anymore. And all the while, he says this, he does this. Folks, these lying cocksuckers come in, they look for a pretext to go ahead and in their own little imaginations, like a bunch of little Jews, they go ahead, because they are Jews, most of them are Mamzers, they go ahead and, oh no, Marty censors, Marty does this, Marty does that. Last show, you end up having guest number 3 go ahead and beg to be banned, so I went ahead and blocked them. Now, the only tard I went ahead and blocked, you know, because he was acting like a tard, and I blocked him soon enough, the old Siegfried or Pig Fraud or whatever you want to call him here. And folks, if you're going to go ahead and be a total ass clown, I will go ahead and deal with you. But most of the time, you can go ahead and be as big an ass clown as you want on the show. Okay? Anyway, here. Okay, well, guest number 16, you were there, huh? Anyway, it's like this here. All these, you know, it don't matter if it's Brian Wright or Brian Reel or Cynthia Keene or the rest here. They think they're young or strong. They think they can go ahead and, you know, essentially beat you up, and you're a coward if you don't go ahead and accept a fight on their terms. And the answer of it is that under the code duello, you went ahead and you issued a challenge. If someone took you up, they got to pick the weapons. They got to go ahead and pick the ground. So, if you're going to go ahead and issue a challenge, then, you know, guess what? Doesn't mean that I have to go ahead and fight the way you want me to. But anyway, Mumps Nuts will go ahead and go on and on and on, and essentially just a delusional tart. Cynthia Keene, look, you see the skank. You know, I've never heard of anybody going ahead, you know, some cunt going ahead, some split tail going ahead and challenge a man to a duel. She got all huffy when I went ahead and pointed out, you know, showed her picture. I said, hell, this heifer don't look like she's white. She's an ugly skank here. She looks like an Anglo mestizo. She's always freaking tats on her. I said, okay, tell you what I'm going to do here. You know, once I found out her real name, I said, look, you want to go ahead and issue a challenge, then good. I get to choose the weapons. I choose tit ringing at 0 paces. Essentially, you got to go ahead and help me wrestle out Opal's old 1920s Maytag out. And, you know, out of where it's at here, we'll go ahead and plug it in. You go first on the tit ringing. You know, on the 1920s Maytag. And she was whining and pissing and moaning, suggesting that the ground should be Springfield. And I said, I don't know if I can get the Maytag in the GL. Essentially, you need to come over here for your tit ringing if you want to go ahead and, you know, issue a challenge here. Okay? Anyway, here. Well, folks, by this time, I'm sort of needing a co-host here. I'm needing to call in. I'm floundering. Well, not floundering. I'm just simply managing here. Okay? Well, guess number 16, if you're so scared about it, don't issue a challenge. In any case, I've been yakking for 37 minutes. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Hail victory. Oh, hello, folks. This is about the 3rd of August, 2012. It's been about, 2 weeks since this recording of the Movement Turret. And that Thursday night, I had a problem with TalkShoe. It went ahead and kicked me out. But it didn't really matter because essentially all I was talking about was what happened earlier that week with them busting in the door down of a house I was renting to Roxy's niece, Cousin Debbie. And from what I gather, they still don't have that thing resolved. But essentially, the FBI and the rest ain't going to go ahead and dismiss the charges until they catch her son or do whatever to him here. I mean, from what I gather, they only arrested the boy's mother in order to go ahead and put pressure on her to go ahead and give her child up, which is pretty well screwed up here, which is pretty chicken shit. But folks, a criminal regime seems to think that what is not important is the ties between family, but rather obedience to a corrupt and evil regime. So anyway, that hasn't worked out, but from what I gather, the pigs, the Newton County pigs, were knocking holes in my doors anyway. Pretty well, I got kicked off. I wasn't able to go ahead and call back in. And then the next day, I went ahead and found out about an hour or so after I got kicked off, they had this shooting by this crazoid named Holmes at the Aurora, Colorado theater, which is pretty well nigger town. And he'd gone ahead and shot and killed a number of people and wounded a whole bunch more. About, 12 people killed outright and about, 60 or so more wounded. And I think there were probably more people went ahead and died of their wounds. From what I gather, the guy is just crazoid. But it doesn't really matter because you end up having this sort of thing occurring more and more and more and more. So it's not to be really unexpected. Folks, you end up having a corrupt regime. It is going ahead and falling apart. And the population isn't any better inclined to lawfulness. In fact, it's a lawless and degenerate population. So, folks, I'm going to go ahead and just go ahead and close this Movement Turret out. And I already got the other one already up in archives, so I'll just go ahead and finish this show. So, folks, I'm glad you go ahead and listen to every episode or the ones you find interesting. So I'm going to go ahead and finish up the show. I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
White and clad in black are we, hi-yi-oh-ho, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-oh-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns let red blood flow. With Adam, Dild, and Eve defend Kyrieleite, all who was then the ruling land, Kyrieleite. Wise men go, revolt ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. Wise men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. For white men their rifles shoot, the Jews are laid low. On sogling necks we stomp our boots to stamp out gusto. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love its greed, hi-yi-yo-ho. The love of God our only need, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right, hi-yi-yo-ho. Our sons won't have to go and fight, hi-yi-yo-ho. White men go, we vote ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow.